This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, dear friends, final stretch, home stretch. Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We begin a few lines from the bottom on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Reb Zera ki havasolik le'Eretz Yisrael. Reb Zera, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, we saw earlier that Reb Zera was trying to avoid Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda was going to protest his ascent to Eretz Yisrael. But when Reb Zera finally went up, le'ashkach mabar le'mabar, he couldn't find a ferry to cross. He couldn't get, like we had, by the way, this is takes us back to the beginning of the Masechta. The first sugya in the Masechta on Daf Beis Amud Beis is Paska Mabra. The ferry stopped. So at the end of the Masechta, he couldn't get a ferry. Nakat b'mitzra v'ka'avad. V'ka'avar. He held on to a rope and he crossed. I don't know if he walked on a tightrope or he used the rope to walk on a plank or something. But he held on to a rope. That would, you know, it's interesting. The Gemara doesn't say that he walked on anything, but and you know, if you look at Rashi, he says Mashlich an eitz al roichav hanar misav lesafar. Rashi says, yeah, they threw a plank from one end to the other. Anyway, that's a pretty daring thing for a rabbi to do. I was once at the kever of Reb Zera. Reb Zera is buried in Arbel, in the north. It's an amazing place. He's buried next to Nitai Ha'arbeli. So you have on the top of the mountain, Nitai Ha'arbeli, Reb Zera, and on the bottom of the mountain, you have amazing kvarim. You ready for this? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Shais, the son of Adam Arishai. Okay? I think they're all on Torah anytime. Reb Zera, Nitai Ha'arbeli, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Shais, the son of Adam Arishai. That's pretty, you know, I try to get as early as we can. We try to get as ancient kvarim. If you can't get Adam Arishan himself, Shais is a good next option. And the Reb Zera was there. Amar Lehu Tzedoki, a certain Tzedoki said to him, Ama Paziza, you're a rash people. Dekadmisu Pamaychul Adnaychu, that you advanced your mouth before your ears. You said Nasa V'nishma. Akati bifsizu saichu kamaisa. You're still standing in your state of rashness. Meaning, just like you jumped and you said nasa before nishma, you're still jumping. You know, instead of waiting for a normal means of transportation, you're jumping to the land of Israel. Now, what's amazing is the Masechta ends because this expression, ama paziza, we find by Rava in Shabbos on Daf Peches, where he was learning and sitting on his finger that was bleeding, and the tzedoki says, you're impetuous, you're not thinking. This is a replica of our attitude of nasa v'nishma, which we said at the 13th parak of Ksubis corresponds to v'nake lo yinake, or Mimei Kedem, going back to the ancient, the most original Madrega. So here we are at the end of Ksubis, we're mamish going back to the Madrega of Mimei Kedem, of Nasa V'Nishma. Anyway, why don't you have some patience to wait a little bit? Amale, Reb Zera said, Duchta de Moshe of Aaron lo yizachula, a place that Moshe and Aaron did not merit to go into. Ano miyema de zachino, who said, I will a bizoicha to go into. Now, even though L'chaira, Reb Zera didn't have the same avera that Moshe and Aaron did, but the pshat is, Moshe and Aaron had a minor infraction, and because of that, they lost the opportunity. So he said, you know, who's to say that I won't also lose the opportunity? Rabbi Abba Menashe Kipi Da'akar, Rabbi Abba would kiss the rocks of Akko. Toysu says, "Mashna demi Eretz Yisraelhu." that this Gemara's mashna that Akko's parvah so v'chem b'shili me mishachsu v'temet v'harkam the gittin tanan Akko keres yisol the gittin mashma to have a michutz aretz. If we need the Mishnah to say it's like Eretz Yisrael for Gittin, that's Mashah, that's really part of Chutzaretz. In France, Yerushalmi, Chetzir be'Eretz v'Chetzir b'Chutzaretz. Part of it was in Eretz Yisrael, part of it was not in Eretz Yisrael. If I'm not mistaken, okay, no. Rav Chanina Masakein Maskele. Rav Chanina would fix the obstacles in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't want people to trip on them. And if people would trip on them, they would defame Eretz Yisrael. And one should not complain about anything, speak out any negativity about Eretz Yisrael. Rav Ami Rav Asi, Kaimi Mishimsha Latu Mitula Shimsha. Rav Ami and Rav Asi would stand and they would go from the sun to the shade. If the sun was very strong, umitula l'shimshor, from the shade to the sun, if it was cold, because they didn't want to have any discomfort that would bring them to disparage Eretz Yisrael. Reb Chia bar Gamda megander ba'afrei, Reb Chia bar Gamda would roll in the dust of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar ki ratzu avodecha es avaneha, your servants have favored her stones v'es afari chaynenu, and shown endearment to her dust. So Rebbe Chir Bar Gamda would show love to the dust of Eretz Yisrael. Now, we're talking about the Yemais HaMashiach, but says the Gemara, Amrab Zera, Amrab Yirmi Yabrav, maybe we're also bringing this in because this is what Rab Zera said. Dar Shaben David Ba, the generation of David, that the descendant of David will come, Kategoria B'tami Chachama, B'tami Chachama, there will be literally catastrophe, but Rashi learns it means there will be accusations and persecution against the sages. There will be mastinin and those who disparage them. Kamrita kamed Shmuel Amar. When I said this in front of Shmuel, he said seruf achat seruf, one smolding after another, meaning one decree after another. Gzeros agzeros shenamra v'oid ba'asuria. And even when it's left to only a tenth, v'shava v'hoysel avayar, it will be cleansed again. Tani Rabbi Yosef, v'azoizi u'vazoizi d'vazoizi. You'll have people who take spoils, you'll have plunderers, and then you'll have those who plunder from them. Amar Rav Chia bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Asidin kolilane srak shebe'eretz Yisrael sheyitanu peiros. All the barren trees in Eretz Yisrael are destined to produce fruit. Shenemar ki eitz nasa periyai. The tree will carry its fruit. Te'ina, the fig, v'gefen, and the grape, nasnu chelam, will give their wealth. Right, exactly. Now, Tosfos says, what's this Gemara doing here? Tosfos says, well, we want to end B'davar Toiv, so it picked it here. Because really it belongs earlier, when it was talking about all the different descriptions of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, really, this belonged over there. Right? In other words, Tosfos is bothered, what's this doing here? This should be brought earlier about the description of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. The answer is we don't want to end off on a bad note, so we end off on a good note. However, if I'm not mistaken, the Marsha says that it's brought over here because it's we just spoke about what's going to happen in the Yemais HaMashiach. See, in the Yemais HaMashiach, all the Ilanei Srak and Eretz Yisrael will bear fruits. But furthermore, Ilanei Srak is a mashal to Amei Haaretz. And in the future, even the Amei Haaretz will be learned. So this is a continuation of what we just were speaking about, Tamidei Chachamim. So the Gemara ends off that Lasad Lavay, everyone will be a Talmud Chacham. And like Rav Asi pointed out, that Adam Arishan in Gan Eden, that there's an idea that even what we call Ilanei Srak bore fruits, so now it's going to go back to that, where even Ilanei Srak will bear fruits. Hadrin alach shnei dayanei gezerois, uslik alach slikala mesaches ksubais. So, Rabbi Isai, thank you so much for making this possible. Mazel tov, mazel tov. I really appreciate your learning together. And Be'ezus Hashem, Hashem should give us siyata d'shmaya. Lahaschel ulasayim svarim acherim lo maid ulalamed lishmar v'lasais. Yeah, amen. So I guess there's a official Daf HaShavua Siyum Thursday night. Probably in Shul we'll make a Siyum over Shabbos, either by the Kiddush or by Shal Shudas. And Be'ez Hashem, next week, Masechta Nedarim. So thanks again. And Masechta Ksubas should, right, we learned on Sunday, Torah is an entity, you know, it's an actual personality. So we could say, you know, Mr. Ksubas, return to us, and we will return to you. So we hope to return to her, Bukharaiv. Okay, thank you very much. Good night. Baruch Hatzlacha. Kol tov. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.